All right, and we're back here on Out of the Woods. Mark Brine, live here in the studio. He's dug out what he says is a ukulele. It looks awfully big to be a ukulele to me, though.
It's a baritone.
Ah, okay.
It's a baritone uke, yeah.
It's more like a parlor guitar or something like that.
Yeah, it's the daddy one. The daddy version, I guess. Well, let's see if we can do something on this thing.
All right.
All right. Let's see. I came home this evening feeling all weary and down. Wasn't in the mood for nothing except for hopefully sleeping sound. But there she was in the corner, just a staring up so sweet, with that little come on look that spelt immediate trouble for me. Yeah, I didn't want to do it, but no matter how I tried, she wouldn't take her gaze off of me with that Jezebel in her eyes. Yeah, I knew there was no escaping, and I soon lost any hope. The more I tried to dodge it, the inevitable took control. Yeah, the ukulele made me, I wasn't in the mood. But soon I was all entangled in writing this ukidiculous tune. And I don't know how they do it, it's a mystery to me. But the ukulele made me, and they just won't let you be. Woo. Yeah, it's a crime the way they lure you on. There ought to be a law, a ukulele amendment or something to prevent the way they are. You're into doing what you really don't want to. It's a dirty, rotten shame. It's ukulele harassment, and once again, guess who's to blame? Yeah, the ukulele made me, I wasn't in the mood. But soon I was all entangled in writing this ukidiculous tune. And I don't know how they do it, it's a mystery to me. But the ukulele made me, and it just won't let you be. Woo. Yeah, the ukulele made me. Yeah, the ukulele made me. That is about as silly as we can get, I think, maybe.
Mark Brine. Yeah, all right. You're listening to Out of the Woods. Mark Brine's here in the studio with us, and that's that big old ukulele.
That's a daddy one, huh? It's a daddy uke. Ooh, yeah. It's a daddy uke. Aha, let's do another uke song while I got it out. How's
all right,
that, okay?
Yeah.
This is one of my underground hits. I was trying to find a good word for it. Infamous might be another one. I don't know. I'm a ukulele. You hardly ever hear me these days. Just a little ukulele, an instrument nobody plays. And so I got these blues, I feel so useless these days. Ukulele, lately, yeah, that's me. Yes, I feel so little. Woo, I feel about 2 feet tall. All them other instruments make me feel so small. Yes, my old self-esteem, how'd it get any left at all? Ukulele, nobody plays me blues. Ooh, yeah, I got 'em. Obsolete and useless. Such a drag, being so uncool. And wouldn't you know it, the only person who play me is some old yodeling fool. Ukulele, nobody plays me blue. I got them ukulele, yodeling blues.
Yes, all right.
That's best. Yeah, well, that's probably more sillier than the first one. I don't know.
Ukulele and some accompaniment from Ma Bell.
Yeah, I heard that. Somebody's trying to call and say, get that guy off that ukulele. I know what they were doing, but it's a good thing you didn't answer it.
Yeah, I know. Another thing I noticed, as soon as you got the ukulele out, the sun started shining.
I know. It's a funny thing with ukuleles. they make everybody laugh somehow. It brings out the sunshine in everybody, I guess, somehow.
I was also just thinking about how you're a New England guy, originally, anyway. How we have all these yodelers from New England. I don't know how that happened. We got Peter Rowan, we got Joe Val, and now we got Mark Brine. Bunch of yodeling fools.
I think there's another yodeler that was pretty famous, a guy named White. Is that Johnny White or something like that? Country.
I'm not sure.
Yodeling guy, I think, yeah. I think it was Johnny White. Thinking with that. I never met him, but I remember he was playing around quite a bit when I was here. In the very early 70s, he was playing a lot of gigs around here, you know, at that time. You know, John Penny was booking a lot of country bands, and he was one of them. Remember John Penny?
No, it's probably before my time, too.
Yeah, he was around.
I remember hearing about the Hillbilly Ranch and places like that.
I played there, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
That was in New Hampshire, I think, down the...
The Hillbilly Ranch was in Boston.
Oh, was that in Boston?
Yeah, it was down on Park Avenue.
Maybe there was more than one.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I'm sure that it's probably been you, that name.
Yeah, right.
The one that a lot of people talk about is usually the one on Park Ave, I think it was. And I forget all, you know, a lot of people played there, but I played there once. At least once, or maybe twice, I don't know. It's been a long time. I used to play a lot of those. Club down the Combat Zone. Remember the Combat
Zone? Oh, the Combat Zone, yeah.
Oh, right. My gosh.
Next to Chinatown and all that down in Boston.
Gosh. I used to play this place called 40s. 40s. It was like forte kind of thing written when you read it. It was called 40s. And, man, some of the stuff I witnessed there.
Different times down there. So they cleaned it up a lot now, I think.
Yes, they did. Good bit, yeah. But, boy, I'll tell you. You know, when I was a youngster, I worked mostly in printing. because I took that in school, but there was one summer, I believe, or maybe a little longer than that. This friend of mine, I got out of it, and I was delivering packages down for an optical company down in Boston, downtown. And I remember going into the combat zone, because the guys that I worked for, they always liked these CD books, you know what I'm saying? And they'd send me, and I mean, they would sell them to me. I'd be like 16 years old, 15 or whatever, you know, doing this thing, and they had no problem selling them to you. You know, nowadays, I mean, you know, you'd have to, you know, have a litany of, you know, identifications and all this, you know, but then, you know, they just sell them to you, you know. I remember they'd send me down, I remember one particular one, and, you know, that I kept on getting for everybody. I guess they really liked it, you know. But they just send you down. I mean, you're a kid, you know. But what a place that was, combat zone. You know, an interesting place.
Yeah, we used to visit with my parents, but they would never let us spend much time in that area.
I can understand why.
Like, no, we don't want to go down that street over there. No.
Yeah, well, I think every town's got one. Not anymore, though. They've cleaned them up a lot. You know, when I first went to Nashville, you know, and stuff, Broadway was all peep shows and all that stuff. They got rid of all that. Yeah, I mean, now like you go down there, I don't think there's any of them down there. They, you know, but I mean, I can't remember seeing any in the last couple of years. But that whole area was, I mean, a red light district. You know, and it was really bad.
Yeah, my memory of that area is from back around 86, thereabouts, I think. And I remember it being pretty sketchy, but it definitely had some color, which I liked. You know, it was interesting.
It was interesting. I'll tell you, a lot of street people, too, were living off the streets. And, you know, when I was there, I had a fire one time, you know, and I lost a lot of stuff. And I didn't have a place to live. And I mean, I had friends that were, like, you know, living in the building. I mean, like, literally sleeping on the floors in these clubs, you know, like, at night, you know, at the end. And I slept in a couple of them, you know. I mean, and we went to, and they had, you know, people talk about, like, hobos, you know, living in, they lived in boxcars, some of these people. I never spent a night in one, you know, didn't do that. But I knew people that did, you know. I mean, and it was pretty seedy. I mean, really, you know, one of the interesting things that I was really, at the time that I was there, I was really into Dickens, Charles Dickens, you know?
Right, right.
And I was reading a lot, you know, because I played at Tootsie's, and what I would do is, like, when there would be the tourist bus would come in, you know what I'm saying? And they would fill up the place for about a half hour, and then they'd be gone, you know? So there's a lot of downtime, you know? And I would read a lot, you know. I get to read a lot of these books, and Charles Dickens especially, you know. I was really into that. And, you know, people think that life doesn't exist, you know, anymore and all that. Baloney. That's still going on. People selling stolen stuff in basements. I mean, believe me, that stuff is still in existence. You just don't see it. You know, it's like a, you know, like an underworld, you know.
Right.
But it does go on, I tell you. And I found it interesting, because when you're kind of reading it in a novel and you're seeing it around you, you know what I'm saying? It's sort of like reliving that time, you know? But it exists, you know? It is definitely there. I mean, a lot of people are homeless right now, especially now.
Yeah, we have it right here in this town, too. So
It exists. Yeah, well, let's see here now. I don't know what to do. It's too early in the morning. You got any ideas?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, let me think here. One off the new one, maybe?
I tell you what. Why don't I... There's one song on there that I did not write on that album. And it's an old Stephen Foster song. And the reason I did it is because when I first learned to play guitar, and I started at about 10... The first actual melody I could play was that. So I, in the meantime, you know, kind of developed it a little bit. And, you know, so I wanted to do it, you know, like, you know, I learned two melodies when I was a kid, and one of them fell by the Heart and Soul. I dropped that one. I don't know why. But Old Black Joe was a great, great song, you know. I mean, and I just always kind of stuck with playing it a little bit, you know. So I actually developed and made an arrangement. Do you want me to try to do that?
Sure.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
That's a good old song. I'm a big Stephen Foster fan. And now I'll do all that talking. I won't be able to play it, you know. Of the day when my heart was young and gay, gone are my friends from the cotton fields away, gone from this earth to a better land I know. I hear their gentle voices calling, oh, Black Joe. Why do I weep when my heart should feel no pain? Why do I sigh that my friends come not again, grieving for forms now departed long ago? I hear their gentle voices calling, oh, 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 Black Joe, I'm coming, I'm coming. For my head is bending low, I hear their gentle voices calling, oh, Black Joe. The hearts once so happy and so free, the children so dear that I held upon my knee, gone to the shore where my soul has longed to go. I hear their gentle voices calling, oh, Black Joe, I'm coming, I'm coming. For my head is bending low, I hear their gentle voices calling, oh, Black Joe.
once again here on Out of the Woods. Yeah, nice. Old Black Joe.
Yeah, it's a good old song. You know, Stephen wrote that for the gentleman that was at the Rowan family. You know, the Rowan Mansion down in my old Kentucky home thing. You know, I believe that. I think that he worked there, and or he was maybe in PA. I shouldn't have spoke that. But I know that he worked for the family, and for his wife's family. And just always told him he'd write a song about him one day. And sure enough, did. It's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was a very big Stephen Foster fan. I loved his music and did a lot of research on him, you know. But I'm getting older, so I might be you know, when you get older and you've been away from it a while, you kind of can cross stories, you know. And you
think right, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. But I do know that he definitely was part of the family, you know, thing.
Yeah.
And all that. And, you know, that we... I just couldn't remember what location, but neither here nor there, you know. It's kind of like, you know, there was a great book that was out about him, but I also read, excuse me, the chronicles from his family and all that. There was a couple of volumes of things that come out with that, and, you know, very interesting. Very interesting stuff, because they were like letters from his sisters and all the family and all that tied in, you know. Mm-hmm. And very revealing. They were all trying to get him to quit drinking and smoking cigarettes. And oh, you know that. Interesting, you know.
Very
yeah, good. Just, you know, and he was always such a, what do you call well, you know, anybody that's in this business got to be a little crazy. You're just crazy.
Oh,
you
sure.
Have to be, you
yeah.
Know. I mean,
I know I am.
You know? So you have to be. To stay in it, especially. That's even worse, you know. But yeah, he's an interesting dude. I always loved Stephen Foster. Yes, sir. So, let's see.
Do one more or something. I should do it. You almost let me request one, and then you did a different one.
Uh-oh, then some of them I don't know. So you got to...
Oh, okay.
Actually, I learned them to when I did them, but I try. If you tell me what name one, I might
okay.
Be able to...
Well, maybe Warren's Little Fix-It Shop?
That one there, I don't have memorized.
That's a good one, though.
You know, it's funny. That's
get
getting a lot
CD,
of play,
folks.
That one.
Yeah, get the CD, folks.
I should really kind of learn that again. You know, you learn them when you do them, and you put them on, you know, you record them. But, I mean, it's 21 on there, so I've been doing about three-quarters of them. I got to admit,
right.
You know.
Yeah, what do we want? You can't memorize all of those.
You
right?
Can't. Well, I could, but, I mean, I'm lazy, too, you know. There's a certain amount of laziness goes into it, too. Yeah. Let's see. I don't know. I'll try a little bit of it. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
But I don't know that I could do the whole thing. I'll just try, you know. See. You got a bike that won't ride, a cup that won't drink. Maybe your TV is on the blink. Well, you don't have to worry. Just make a little stop. You can get it repaired at Warren's Little Fix-It Shop. Hen won't lay, record won't play, clock won't tell you the time of day. Well, you don't have to worry. Make a little stop. Yeah, bring it on by Warren's Little Fix-It Shop. I don't know. I got to fool with that one. I'm sorry. We did a little bit of it, though.
Hey, what we heard
just
was good.
Just a little bit.
There's a taste. That's a good song.
That's about my father-in-law, actually.
I noticed that it had a dedication.
Yeah, there. Yeah. It's fun. And that's what makes me all feel all bad that I don't know it, you know, because I should know it. I'll have to work it up. But, you know, a lot of these things, you know, you do, like, and record them and stuff. You might do them, like, you know, like a year or two by the time you get it out. And by that time, you've gone on to the other material, and
right.
you've got to sit and actually work them out a little bit again, you know, even though you did them and you wrote them and all that, you know. It's just, so my apologies on that.
Well, you don't cheat either. You got a lot of words in those songs.
You got to really run them over because they're tricky. As much as they are, like, you know, you're going to have moments, you know, unless you're playing them all the time out and about, you know, on a show. And then you kind of like, they stay fresh in your memory, you know?
Right, yeah.
So anyway, my apologies on that.
Well, I put you on the spot, so.
Let's try another one there from there. Is that okay, though?
Sure.
Yeah, like, let's see if I can get a pick out here.
And then we can get you down the road.
Yeah, let's try that one. Let's try, I think I've seen enough of this town, and it's come time for me to be gone. Yeah, I can hear my name calling down the line, this is telling me to come on. You know, it's like that every time, so the echoes in my mind until I'm long gone. And then you see me on the track, the fading image of my back going away from. Yeah, it's come time for me to be gone. It's come time for me to move on. And all I got to say is so long. It's come time for me to be gone. You know, I couldn't agree more, like I always done before, my own suggestion. Yeah, cause moving down the line, it always suits me real fine without a question. You know, this hanging around and feeling down on shoulder, it's the key to my depression. And so these shoes are gonna move, and when they do, they all do in some direction. Yeah, it's come time for me to be gone. Yeah, it's come time for me to move on. All I got to say is so long. It's come time for me to be gone. Yeah, it's come time for me to be gone. And all I got to say is so long. It's come time for me to be gone. Woo, Lord. You know, I couldn't agree more, like I always done before, my own suggestion. Yes, cause moving down the line, it always suits me real fine without a question. You know, just hanging around and feeling down my shoulder, it's the key to my depression. And so these shoes are gonna move, but when they do, they always do in some direction. And it's come time for me to be gone. It's come time for me to move on. All I got to say is so long. It's come time for me to be gone. You know, I tried to settle down so many times, but like the stone to keep a rolling. Yes, every place I ever been's another place I left for somewhere I was going. And I can feel it coming on, it's like a storm that's building up, I'll soon be blowing. Yeah, like that wind will disappear before they get the chance of ever really knowing. Cause it's come time for me to be gone. It's come time for me to move on. And all I got to say is so long. It's come time for me to be gone. It's come time for me to be gone. It's come time for me to move on. Yeah, it's come time for me to be gone. Ooh, Lord.
All right. Mark Brine, yes.
That's a little longer version than it's on the record, because I actually repeated the second verse twice, but it was worth repeating, I thought, you know.
That's a good one. I think I wrapped up one of the shows recently with that one. That's always a good one to wrap something with.
Yes, I remember. Yes, I got one of your playlists on that. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the extended version, though. That was... I repeated that second verse twice, but it's okay. It fit. Let's see here. I'm a little bit out of tune. Let me get a little bit out. I feel bad, beat up in some old ramble shoe. Been down too many highways, had way too many blues. I need a long vacation, you just don't know how bad. Been stepped on, run for so long, it's really kind of sad. Cause I never meant to hurt no one, tried to keep a Christian view. But I feel bad, beat up in some old ramble shoe. Yeah, I feel bad, beat up. Some old ramble shoes. Been down too many highways, had much too many blues. Nothing makes no sense no more, though it hurts to say it's true. But I feel bad to beat up in some old rambling shoes. I always had my willpower to keep me going on. But I swear that will's been crushed so much that the power's all but gone. And I just can't see no future, it's just dimming out of view. And it's faded as a shine on some old rambling shoe. Yeah, I feel bad as a beater, it's some old rambling shoe. Been down too many highways, had way too many blues. Nothing makes no sense no more, though it's to say it's true. I feel bad as a beater, it's some old rambling shoe. I feel bad as a beat up and some old rambling shoes. Yes, I do.
Well, I hope not.
I do, actually.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun
here, you know, John.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. Mark Bryan here on Out of the Woods. Been a lot of fun having him by. So what you got on tap next? Where are you heading?
Actually, I'm heading back to Maryland. I'm going back to Maryland, and I'm heading back. I got a little gig on Saturday night down there, and you know, it's a private kind of event, you know, but I'm doing that on Saturday night, and so I'm heading back either tonight or tomorrow morning. I'm not quite sure, but I definitely wanted to get by and see you.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to this. This was great.
Yeah, I hope that we did okay. I mean, it's a little early in the morning, but I think we got through it all right.
So if folks want to keep up with you and check out your schedule and stuff, where can they visit you out on the internet there?
Well, you know, I got to admit, I'm very lazy about posting, you know, things that I'm going to do. Obviously, you told me what I did myself. I didn't have
Facebook. Yeah,
I try to put out, you know, some of the issues that I'm doing, but, you know, I got some stuff coming up, one in West Virginia at a place called the Purple Fiddle, and that will be on July 13th. And I got a couple things, like I say, in Maryland, but they're more private events kind of at the moment. Anyway,
okay.
I'm doing a thing for Roots Cafe, but I don't remember the date. To find out what I'd be doing, we'd probably go, the best would be go to Facebook for my page on Mark Bryan, and just search me, you know, on there.
And very
become
good.
Become a friend, you know, on there. So, and that's usually where I post stuff. My website is a little bit outdated because I haven't been able to get in to work on it. You know how you lose them numbers and all that stuff, you know? So it's a little bit outdated on that. But, yeah. That or sometimes people put it up on Reverb Nation. But I don't, you know. I got to admit, I'm really poor about that. You know, it's really hard to be an artist and create and do all that and work all the stuff out and plus be a businessman, you know? Yeah. That's always been kind of my downfall because I'm more into the creative end of things, you know? I really would much rather be creating. I can't, you know, all the paperwork stuff's, you know. But I did just sign with a new agency. That's another thing I got going. But they're more to the center of the country. The Chicago, Illinois, you know, all the way down to the south. And they're spreading, you know, because it's a newer agency. Hopefully they'll do those kind of postings for me. Yeah. I'm terrible about that.
Yeah, everybody needs a good manager, right?
Well, you know, it's like, you know, I think that what happens with people with a lot of these things is they, you know, it's like Jimi Hendrix or any of these people that, you know, are creative and you're into doing something, you know. I mean, they drive you crazy with that stuff, you know. If you just let you create and everything and let them do the business, you know, it's two facets, you know. And you have to have both of those going, you know. So it's a lot of effort for an artist to be doing that too, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. You know?
Yeah. It's like Mozart said to his father, I want to compose. I don't need students. And he went broke. So whatever.
All right. Well, we'll get you down the road. And thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me. I really am honored to, you know, well, to meet you too, because I've known you on and off,
yeah,
you know,
for a few years
and everything.
Yeah.
This has been like a golden opportunity to meet you and to know personally what I'm, you know, it's wonderful over the internet, though. It's been a great tool for a lot of things,
oh,
you know.
Yes, yes.
But it's really nice to actually meet people and stuff. So this has been a golden opportunity for me, and I greatly appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, I'm my really, pleasure. You know, my pleasure. And we'll keep spinning those CDs. Absolutely.
I will, for sure. Thank you for having me.
All right.
Here's a song by Jimmy Rogers, the father of country music. Cause they sleep out every night. I am leaving you, mama. You know you don't treat me right. Now listen to your daddy. I'll sing you a lonesome song. Treat me like you do. I don't understand, lady. What makes you treat Mark like you do? Now, if you don't want
since I don't want you. Daddy, baby, Italy.
That was great. Mark Brine. What a fella. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. All right, folks. Well, that's going to do it for this week's Out of the Woods. Be sure to tune in next week. We're going to have a more run-of-the-mill show, but we'll have a lot of brand new CDs and tracks to play for you then. Once again, the email address, outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. Come look us up out there and send us a message. We're also out there on all the social media and stuff, so just search for Out of the Woods Radio and join on in case you miss a show or want to catch up on hear something again. We have the links over there to hear it all over again. All right, well, be safe out there and enjoy the month of July. Come on back now.